Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is James William Gregory Jr., and this is Tribulation Baptist Church, GMN Gregory News Network. And I'm the pastor of Tribulation Baptist Church, and I'm the founder, only owner of GMN Gregory News Network, coming to you here live on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70. I'm here at the Village Bread Cafe today. Today's Saturday, May 16th. 2015. It is 10 a.m. Eastern Time. Coming to you here live on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70. You can call my other cell phone right now, 904-504-4283. 904-504-4283. I'm broadcasting from my new cell phone. My new cell phone number is 904-575-8797. 904-575-8797. Also, you can catch some of my YouTube broadcasts under my name, James Gregory. And in a few moments, Ramona, possibly, if she's not busy, she might come on my show once again. This is a live broadcast, 15-minute show. You can also call in the Blog Talk Radio at 347-633-9660. That's 347-633-9660. They're now saying that train accident, Amtrak train that was derailed in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, that's my home city, was shot at. Some kind of projectile was shot at the train. And I guess when that happened, if that happened that way, the conductor kind of like freaked out and maybe made the train, he pushed the throttle and made the train go fast. You know, only God knows exactly. By the way, believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, the righteous Son of God, before it's too late. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life for Jesus Christ our Lord. Let me put in a good word for Village Bread Cafe. This one is located at the Jacksonville Landing. Their phone number here, 904-683-7244. 904-683-7244. Call for catering, 904-683-7244 at the Village Bread Cafe. I come here quite often. And, you know, I believe World War III has begun, ladies and gentlemen. I also believe that President Barack Hussein Obama is the Antichrist, and that the Pope is the false prophet. And, you know, if the government, if our government here in America starts giving out a mark, either a mark or a computer chip, and, you know, it could be a mark. The Bible says either in the right wrist or the forehead. Whoever takes the mark of the beast is condemning themselves to the lake of fire for all eternity. The true believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, like myself, will never take the mark. Never take the mark. But by not taking the mark, we will not be able to buy. We will not be able to sell anything like that. We won't be able to live normally. We'll have to go into hiding. And God will provide, you know, we have to trust God, you know, for our daily provisions. So how do you feel about this? Let me know. You can call me on my other cell phone right now, 904-504-4283. 904-504-4283. Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. Man married a woman. God created Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. He commanded them to have children, and they did. And here we are. You know, man married a woman God's way. That's the only marriage, okay? Man married to woman, okay? There have been lies spread about me, you know, defamation of character, and I pray for those people, those wicked people that do such things, that they'll repent, believing and trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ before it's too late. You disagree on that proposition, don't you? I do. For the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life for Jesus Christ our Lord. Anybody can repent, believing and trusting the Lord Jesus Christ. anybody can repent. I repent. I'm no better than anybody. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And now I'm going to read out of the Bible, more out of the Bible, in the book of Jeremiah. Stand by. The word of this is Jeremiah chapter 14. The word of the Lord that came to Jeremiah concerning the dearth. Judah mourneth, and the gates thereof languish; they are black unto the ground, and the cry of Jerusalem is gone up. And their nobles have sent their little ones to the waters. They came to the pits and found no water. They returned with their vessels empty. They were ashamed and confounded and covered their heads, because the ground is chapped, for there was no rain in the earth. The plowmen were ashamed. They covered their heads. Yea, the hind also calved in the field and forsook it, because there was no grass. And the wild asses did stand in the high places. They snuffed up the wind like dragons. Their eyes did fail because there was no grass. O Lord, though our iniquities testify against us, do thou it for thy name's sake, for our backslidings are many. We have sinned against thee. O the hope of Israel, the Savior thereof, in time of trouble, why shouldest thou be as a stranger in the land, and as a wayfaring man that turneth aside to tarry for a night? Why shouldest thou be as a man astonied, as a mighty man that cannot save? Yet thou, O Lord, art in the midst of us, and we are called by thy name. Leave us not. The Lord will never leave us nor forsake us, ladies and gentlemen, those who truly believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Now listen, after this 15-minute live broadcast, God willing, I will upload this to my Facebook site at James W. Gregory Jr. and also my Twitter at symbol Gregory of News, GregoryOfNews. And I'm glad you're listening to my live broadcast here on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70. I'm not sure how much I'm here in Jacksonville, Florida, here at the Village Bread Cafe, here at the Jacksonville Landing. Their phone number, 904-683-7244. 904-683-7244, Village Bread Cafe. You know, ladies and gentlemen, we are most definitely in the end days. You know, one TV show that I used to watch all the time on the National Geographic Channel, Doomsday Preppers. There's even some Christians that are preparing for doomsday. You know, we as Christians, no matter what you've been taught, we're going to go through the tribulation period. That's the way I see it. Now, I don't believe I'm wrong. I believe we're going to go through the tribulation period and face the Antichrist and the false prophets. I believe that President Barack Hussein Obama is the Antichrist. I believe the Pope is the false prophet, and they have already teamed up together. You know, and if the government says, well, in order for you to buy food, you're going to have to take this mark, either a mark or a computer chip implanted in the skin, either in the right wrist or forehead, guess what? I'm not taking it. God will supply our needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Those people that take the mark of the beast is another name for the Antichrist. If you take the mark, you're condemning your own self to the lake of fire for all eternity. Those who truly believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, we're going to heaven when we die. Okay? That's what the Bible says. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Excuse me. The Lord Jesus Christ died over 2,000 years ago on the cross of Calvary. He was buried in a new tomb, and he arose triumphantly from the grave on the third day by the power, the mighty power of God. He is now seated on the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us, praying for us, and one day the Lord Jesus Christ himself is coming back from heaven to judge the world in truth and in righteousness, in great power and great glory. The Lord is coming back. Come on up. Ramona's kind of busy right now, so she can't come on my show. But Ramona, are you a believer in God?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Well, thank you very much, Ramona. God bless you, and keep trusting the Lord, okay?
Thank you, and you have a blessed day.
Amen. Amen. That's Ramona here at Villa's Bread Cafe. And okay, going to be wrapping up in a few minutes, ladies and gentlemen. I'm glad you're listening. Keep praying for the people in Nepal. Over 8,000 people have now died in that horrible earthquake in Nepal. And it's horrible, to say the least. And they're now reporting on Fox News. I'm watching Fox News the train wreck that happened in Philadelphia, they're now saying 8 people have died and hundreds of people are injured. Supposedly somebody shot at or threw something at the train. That's what they're saying now. Somebody could have took a shot at the train with a gun, you know, with a bullet. And that's what's, that might have led to the train derailing. This is being reported, from what I understand, by the FBI. Now remember, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. If you ever want one of my newsletters, the Gregory Report, it's only $1 for my newsletter. Any kind of contribution for my network and shows since 1999, much appreciated. $10 or higher, and your name will be announced on my show. Check out my YouTube broadcast under my name, James Gregory. I've been with like 4 radio networks altogether. I've written for 5 newspapers in Los Angeles. My show started in Los Angeles, California. I've been on cable TV in the Los Angeles area, Time Warner Cable, Comcast, and other cable TV outlets. And but currently I'm here on blogtalkradio.com/breakman70, also YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter, and sometimes in the past on Instagram. Okay, if you want to call me, you can anytime on my other cell phone, 904-504-4283, or on my new cell phone, 904-575-8797, 904-575-8797. Fox News is reporting U.S. commander kills U.S. commandos kill senior ISIS commander in Syrian raid. This is breaking news on Fox News Channel. I'm watching Fox News right now. Okay, going to be wrapping up, ladies and gentlemen. Going to be wrapping up my live show here on Blog Talk Radio. And going to be wrapping up in a few moments. I'm watching Fox News. Uma Pemaraju is reporting FBI investigates report that Amtrak train was hit by a flying object. Okay, I got 90 seconds left of this live radio broadcast here on Blog Talk Radio, and I'm glad you're listening in to my show. And like I said, I'll take this segment on blogtalkradio.com/quickman70, and I'll upload it, Lord willing, God willing, later on to my Facebook and also on to my Twitter, Facebook, James W. Gregory Jr., and on Twitter at Gregory of News. Coming to you here live at Village Bread Cafe. Let me put in another good word. 60 seconds to go of this live broadcast. Here at the Jacksonville Landing, their phone number, 904-683-7244. I'm right here. I'll be here for a little bit longer. By the way, Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, man married the woman God's way. That's how I believe. And a special shout-out to my ex-wife, Christy. Christy, if you're listening, I still love you. I still care about you, and I miss you. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, wrapping up, you all have a great day. May God richly bless you. If you're not saved, if you're not a Christian, call upon the Lord right now and say, Lord, I know I'm a sinner. I know I deserve hell, but Lord, save my soul. Lord Jesus Christ, save my soul. And he will do so in faith believing. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Wrapping up. 10 seconds to go. My name is James William Gregory Jr. This is Tribulation Baptist Church, CNN Gregory News Network. Have a great day. Take care.